Welcome to story time. I want you guys to just relax, sit back, enjoy what I'm about to tell you, and if you feel so inclined, feel free to explore your body while I talk about exploring someone else's. So, before we get started, I met her online, and we had exchanged many a message and a Skype call, and she was very shy and nervous and unexperienced with girls, and even less experienced with any sort of role-playing, anything. So. Oh, goodness gracious. She was so cute. But, this is the story of how our first actual encounter went. And, I hope you enjoy it. So, after a lot of talking, she invited me over to her place, and I gave her instructions for how she should be, and, you know, what she should do to prepare herself. I gave her a time I would be there, and, yeah. So, I showed up right when I was supposed to. Her door was unlocked and I walked in. I can still remember how it smells and how my heels clicked on her wood floors. And, I don't know, just like the general mood I was in. It's still in my memory, like that sense of excitement and a little nervous and just eager, I guess. So, I hadn't been with a girl for a little while since my previous play partner before her, and so it was interesting to get to be with a woman again. I guess that's why that little bit of nervousness came out. But anyhow, I walked through the entryway and down the hall and turned the corner to find her exactly where she should be. On the living room floor. In the position that we had talked about. And I guess I have to describe how to get in it in order to really give you a visual of what it was. But so imagine getting down on your knees. And, leaning forward, put your shoulders to the ground, and turn your head so that your cheek is to the floor. Put your arms out to your sides, and then spread your knees as far as they will go, and for her it was quite far. But your feet are together, your knees are apart, your ass is in the air, shoulders to the ground, cheek to the ground, hands on the floor. Arms out beside you, so, you know, I can see every bit of her body when I turn the corner, and she has positioned herself in such a way that her ass is facing me, so the very first thing I see is it in the air, and it's beautiful, it's pale, and very nice, soft skin, and, I can kind of see, you know, between her legs a little bit, but not quite. And so I walk up near her and set my bag down, and I just kind of walk around her in circles and admire her body. She is maybe 4 inches taller than me, not hard considering I'm so short. But, she He is not quite a perfect hourglass. She's more towards a pear shape, I guess, because her hips are wider than her ribcage, and she has a nice ass, and she's maybe like a B cup, and I can see them pressed against the ground, and just kind of sad because she has very pretty nipples, but we'll get to that when I move her. And like I said, her skin is just nice and pale, and I can see she's taken good care of it. Her hair is loose and it's not long. I mean, it's past her shoulders, yes, but I mean, for me, that's not long. As someone who has hair down to their ass, it's not long to have hair past your shoulders, but it's a pretty, very pretty color. It's a very light brown, sort of, almost auburny color, but it's just loose and on the floor with her, and her eyes are closed. I think she's a little scared to open them and look at me. But you can tell that she is nervous and I don't know, excited probably, but she's got an odd breathing pattern, and it's kind of moving her whole torso. And I don't know why, but that really got to me. And I circled her maybe 3 times. Just looking at her and appreciating her body before I told her to reach back and grab her ass and pull her cheeks apart. And I stopped right behind her, and she did what she was told, like a very good girl. And I crouched down and just looked at her and checked to make sure that she had done everything she was told. So the day before, she had gotten waxed, and so everything was less red than it would be, but everything looked nice and clean, and I told her thank you. Thank you for being such a good girl and following directions. Because I'm going to be spending a lot of time there, and I like it to be smooth. And you could tell she was already wet. And glistened a little, and I got a little closer, and I couldn't help it, but I could smell her. And that kind of, well, it really turned me on. So I let her let go and put her hands down by her knees. And I got up and sat down a little and just looked at her as I took off my shoes, because I don't need to be tall for this. I kind of remember thinking that, and it's like, she's gonna be down for a while, and I don't need my hands on, so I took them off and set them aside, and reached in my bag and pulled out, I think it's about a 12 foot long piece of rope, but it's purple and soft, and I didn't want her first experience with it being harsh, so I made sure it was nice and, I guess, plushy is the word, but yeah. So I went over to her, and I took one hand in mine and put it up on her butt, and the other one to join it, and I made her hold one hand with the other while I started tying up her arms behind her back. And I made sure to go slow and make sure she felt every time my hands moved. Made sure she felt every pull of the rope as it glided, you know, over her back and around her arms. It was a lot of fun. Since it's so much rope, it takes so long to, you know, pull each end. So, it took, I'd say maybe 10 minutes to get her, you know, lightly restrained. I didn't want it to be too much. She wasn't used to it, and I thought, you know, she's being such a good girl, and I don't think she really needs to be restrained at all. This is really just for the experience of it. But there was some slack at the end as I tied her wrists together, and there's a reason for that. So, in my bag, I found a very nice hook. I mean, it's in my name for a reason, people. Come on. So, it was nice. I put some fair amount of lube on it. I mean, I knew that she had played with toys before, but I mean, I had seen it, watched her do it, instructed her how to do it, but I don't know. It's never nice to know, to just shove things in people. So anyway, I took a very nice stainless steel hook out of my bag, and it wasn't anything fancy, just one with a very nice ball at the end, and a very good size hook. And so I set it down beside her, and I kind of positioned it just so that the handle of it was against her leg, so she kind of had like a hint of what it was. She still wasn't looking at me, and we weren't talking, really. I mean, other than me telling her a few times that she'd been good. So, she'd kept quiet. And I grabbed both sides of her ass and pulled her cheeks apart and looked at her for a second and just kissed along the edges of her ass. She squirmed a little, and there was all these sharp intakes of breath with every kiss. And I went from the top of her crack all the way down, very slowly, placing my kisses almost overlapping one another until I dipped my tongue down and licked her asshole. And that got quite a jolt out of her. I don't think she was used to anyone ever doing it. But, yeah. You could say I dived right in and flicked her. And ran my tongue in circles and dipped it in just a little. And I had to kind of grip her ass cheeks because she was wiggling a little too much. And I kept going, kept looking, gripped her some more. And when she started wiggling and moaning a little too much, I spanked her. And that, well, she kind of froze. And I rubbed it a little bit. Left my mark. I did, yes. My hands aren't very big, but it was a nice red hand mark on her ass. And I kept licking her and dipping my tongue in. And then I took a finger and put it in my mouth and teased her a little, the tip of my finger. And then slowly slid it in. And her reaction, all, it was yummy. Her back arched some more. And you could see her hands grab one another. And her arms straighten out. And she was pressing her shoulders into the ground. And she was a little eager then, kind of shoving her ass back at me. And so I slid it in a little quicker than I maybe would have had she not reacted that way. But she didn't seem to mind. And I kept going, sliding it out and back in. And I took the liberty of lowering my tongue and licking her clit. And the moaning that came out of that immediately was, encouraging, I guess you could say. But I slid my tongue in between her lips and tasted how wet she was. It's like, I don't know. It's sweet. And nothing tastes like pussy, come on. it's got its own flavor. So I kept going for a little while, working my finger and my tongue at the same time. And then I slid it out and sat back. And you could hear her whimper. It's so endearing. She kind of writhed a little, and then I picked up the hook, and she kind of tensed when I dragged it along her leg and up her thigh until I could get to her ass. And I held one cheek with one hand and the hook in the other and spread her and put the bearing right against her asshole. And you can tell it was a little cold because she jumped. And I told her it'd be okay. It's fine. It'll go slow. And I rubbed it in circles, slowly increasing the pressure and letting the lube roll around. And then slowly, very slowly, slid it into her. And she moaned and arched her back some more again. And in it went. I mean, and once it goes past its thickest part, it just pops right in. And so I pushed it a little further until that hook was buried right where it should be. And I let it rest. The stem between her ass cheeks, and I let her butt go and just admired it for a second before I got the rope and looped it through the ring at the top and pulled it tight so that pretty much her hands were holding the loop. And I made sure to knot it and tie up all the extra rope that was there, and then just sat back her. Gave it a few tugs, which elicited more moans, and it was good. You could see it go in just a little bit every time I tugged it, and then come out. Maybe, I don't know, half an inch of leeway was there, so it was prepared to be good fun later. So after that, I couldn't help myself. I had to have my tongue back on her pussy. I enjoy it. I really do. There's nothing quite like it. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love sucking cock too, but it's completely different. And I don't know, women tend to be more vocal than men. And it's very, very encouraging and arousing to be pleasuring someone who so obviously enjoys it. Like, just, you can see their toes curl and their hands grip things, whatever's near them, and their voice just call out and beg you not to stop. And she was encouraging. She was. Every time I would hit, you know, a spot that she liked, she would tell me, right there, don't stop. Please, don't stop. I think that's the most she'd spoken since I got there. But I kept going. I gave her, maybe 10 minutes. 10 minutes of me licking her clit. I'm just rolling my tongue all over it in every way possible to see which one she liked the most. Which one's got her hips to buck the most. Which one's made her toes curl and her hips lift and just hear her moan and whimper. It was so nice. But that's all she got. Was my tongue on her pussy. I didn't finger her or anything else. Just my tongue. I did dip it in every now and then. But mostly I focused on her clit. And after a while, I stopped. And I got up. And I pulled on her arms and sat her up so that her ass was down on the pole. Her ass was down on the soles of her feet, and she had to sit there and wiggle a little with that hook still inside her. And I think she actually kept tucking it. I mean, remember, I did pretty much put the loop of the hook in her hands, so if she wanted to, she was able to move it all she wanted, you know? I mean, it wasn't a whole lot for her to insert and take out, but, you know, every little bit, wiggle, it's noticeable. So, yeah, I sat her up. And I went around and knelt in front of her and looked at her and put my hand under her chin and lifted it and made sure she was looking at me. I miss those eyes. They were so pretty. Such a beautiful shade of green. They had these little hazel flecks in them. They were so nice. And she wasn't really wearing a lot of makeup. Just a little bit of eyeliner. She had naturally long lashes, so she didn't really even need to wear mascara. And that was it. She left the rest of her face bare, and it was nice. I liked seeing her. She had a few freckles on her cheeks, and very nice full lips. They were very pretty pink. But I held her chin and looked at her and told her that she was being very, very good. Such a good girl. Not a single complaint. All just moans and appreciation. Although, I mean, a little bit of direction when she was telling me what she wanted, but that can be allowed. And I leaned in and I turned her face so that I could readily access her neck and kissed it right above the collarbone. And slowly kissed my way up the side of her neck to her ear. Playfully bit her earlobe and sucked on it. And I think I purred a little. Which is kind of normal, I guess, for me. Just bite and... I kissed down her jawline to her chin. Turned her face the other way and kissed up the other side to her other ear. And did the same. Bite, suck. Kiss down her neck, back to her collarbone, in towards the base of her throat, and that nice little dip there, planted my lips, flicked my tongue over it, kissed my way up her throat to her chin. Pushed it down with my lips, and then brushed my lips against her softly. And her lips parted, and you could tell she really wanted me to kiss her. But I didn't. Instead, I just kept brushing my lips against hers, teasing, and then sat back and took my hands away from her and just admired her body some more. She had a nice figure. It wasn't skinny, wasn't really athletic. I mean, you could see some definition, but nah. She had a little bit of curve and padding, I guess. I like that. I like that she looked, I don't know, like every woman. Nothing amazing. Nothing, I don't know. I just liked that she looked real and soft and, I don't know, I liked her, every little bit of her, her thick thighs and strong calves and, I liked her cute little toes and her. I loved her midsection. I loved that it wasn't defined. She had nice obliques, but no abs in the center. Just smooth and very kissable. So I stood up and slipped my arms underneath her and lifted her and guided her to her feet and made her stand there. And I looked at her some more. And I don't know, I liked appreciating her body, and I think she really enjoyed me examining her, and I kept telling her that she looked beautiful, that she was gorgeous, and that I wanted to touch every little bit of her. And I ran my hands over her body. I started at her hips, and up the sides of her torso, and in to cup each breast. And I loved their size. I loved that they weren't tiny. They weren't big. They were just enough. Enough to be bigger than my hands. Not too big. Not that I have anything against big breasts, but, you know, being someone with big breasts, I can appreciate little ones all the more. Sort of a novelty, I guess. Maybe? I don't know. But I liked hers. She was one of those girls that didn't really need to wear a bra, even though she always did. She had really perky boobs with very pink nipples that were hard from the AC and from me. So I ran my fingers over them, pinched them, tugged at them a little. I was gentle. I leaned in and kissed her sternum and down between her breasts and then to the left, all the way in towards her nipple, and flicked my tongue over it. The noises she made were just so yummy, and she was holding back a little, because maybe, I don't know, maybe I thought she'd get in trouble or something. I don't know. But, I played with it with my tongue, and sucked it into my mouth, and rolled my tongue around it, and nipped at it a little with my teeth. Just enough that she went a little intake of breath through her teeth and let it go and kissed my way over to the right and up and to the other nipple and did the same. Now let my fingers play on the one I didn't have my mouth on, while my other hand went down her stomach, just feeling her flesh. And then I leaned back and took my mouth away from her. Set both hands on her thighs, slowly lowered myself in front of her, and felt all the way down to her ankles. I massaged a little. Just enjoyed how warm she was and how smooth her skin was. She kind of smelled like coconut and vanilla. And then I'm gonna pick up the inside of her legs. Her legs were just far enough apart to let my hands go all the way up. I went all the way up to the top of her thighs and just barely missed her cunt. And she whimpered a little. I think she was hoping I would touch her. She had already been a little spoiled with my tongue on her clit. And it was her turn to do some pleasing. So, I stood up and ran my hands up her body some more to her shoulders and pushed down. And she took the hint and got down on her knees again. Backed up and sat down on the couch with my ass at the edge, and lifted my skirt and took off my panties very slowly, tossed them aside and spread my legs and let her look at me as I slid my fingers over my pussy, which was so wet. I was so turned on. And, well, I think we all know how wet I can get. But, I just stripped myself for a little while as she watched. And you could see her bite her lip, lick her lip. Buy them again. And I dipped my fingers into my gut and looked at them and beckoned her towards me. And she walked on her knees over to me. And I put my wet fingers to her lips. And I just glide them over her bottom lip and then slowly slid them into her mouth, and her tongue wrapped around them, and she sucked the juice off my fingers. Such a good girl. I didn't even need to tell her what to do. But I took a leg and draped it over her shoulder and pulled her down till her face was right next to my pussy. Depending how well you lick and suck on my cunt is how well I am going to pleasure you afterwards. So I hope that you do a good job. And without another word, she just dove in. It's pretty cute, actually. I took my leg off her and spread them so that my knees were touching the couch, and she had full access to just lick all the way from the bottom to the top, over and over, and then wrapped her lips around my clit and sucked and licked and flicked her tongue over it. And my back arched, and God, there is very little I love more than having someone's tongue on my pussy. Oh God, it feels so good. She kept going, like a good girl. Licking over and over, increasing pressure, you know, shaking her head back and forth so that I would move her tongue on my clit and just, oh, it feels so good. She'd get me close, closer, dip her tongue into my cunt. Lick, and then go right back to my clit. Increase her pace. Increase the pressure. She was just so eager. I loved it. Absolutely fucking love her enthusiasm. Reached down and put my hands on her hair and pulled it back. Watched her face. She was so pretty. It was even nicer to see it buried between my thighs. God. I could not help my hips bucking, almost riding her face. And then I sat up a little, just enough to grab the loop I had made at the top of her bound arms so that I could pull and pull that hook further into her. And she gasped, and I told her that her mouth was not supposed to leave my cunt. And she said she was sorry. And she dove her tongue back into me. So fucking deep. I kept loosening my grip on the rope so that it would slide out a little more. And then pull it back in. Over and over while she kept eating my pussy. And I held on as long as I could. I really did. But I fucking came so hard. I pulled on her rope. And she whimpered and kept licking. And forcing her tongue on my clit. And I felt my whole body shudder. And moan. And just my hips lifted and my back arched. It felt so fucking good. I let go of her rope and leaned back. Put my feet up on the edge of the couch. And she looked down and put her tongue on my ass. And pushed it in. I grabbed like a fistful of hair and pushed her face deeper into me, and she did such a good job rolling her tongue around, teasing and sliding it into my ass, and I could only take a little bit of it. Oh, it was driving me insane. It really was. So, I made her stop. I had her sit back as I got up and pushed her forward so that her chest was resting on the couch. And I went and got in my bag and put on my lovely harness with a very nice thick dildo on it, and I went and sat down on the couch next to her and turned her face, and she had this look in her eyes like, are you seriously going to fuck me with that? Like, I know I can't say no, but oh, I don't know about this. So I put the tip of it on her lips and told her to open her mouth. and stick out her tongue, and I rubbed the head of it on her tongue in little circles, and then slowly slid it in her mouth. And I gotta tell you, there are a few times I wish I had a dick, and that was one of them, because it looked like it would have felt fucking amazing. It was lovely to watch, but God, I wish I could have felt that. But I let her wet it and slobber all over it and take as much of it in her mouth as she could, and you could tell she wasn't used to having such a big thing in her mouth, and she certainly was not used to it being almost in her throat, but she did her best. She was a trooper. And, you know, it maybe took like 5 minutes of that before I couldn't handle it anymore. And she had gotten it wet enough that I got up and pushed her further onto the couch so that her hips were up against the edge of it. And knelt behind her and rubbed the head of that dildo on her clit in little circles, and, you know, got it even wetter from the juices she'd been dripping while she ate me out, and I slid it up and down and parted her lips with it and kept rubbing it on her clit, and then she started begging. I cannot tell you how much of a sucker I am for someone begging me to do things to them. Oh, it's such a turn on. And she told me, please, please fuck me. Please make me come. Please let me come, she corrected. Oh, and that was the last straw. I had to slide it slowly into her, and I got maybe an inch or two in, and she was already moaning. And it went slow, very slow, just maybe half an inch at a time, and sliding it in and out and in a little further and back out. Just slow, steady, keeping my hand on it and one hand on her ass, and just slowly building up until I had put every last inch of that in her. And I left it there, bottomed out, and just held it and grabbed both of her ass cheeks and smacked and pulled and clawed and didn't let her move against it, just made her stay there feeling full and wanting to buck her hips but having to move against my hands on her. And she was not able to go anywhere. And I slowly slid all the way back out and all the way back in several times. And every time she moaned, I really had to fight to go faster. But I went slowly in and out of her cunt, and you could tell she was getting so wet. I finally moved my hands and grabbed both of her hips and, you know, gripped her tight, and just when that last inch just slammed into her and made her scream out. I'm sure she was extremely full and That definitely, like, pounded into her cervix. Then I slowly picked up the pace, going a little faster. And faster. Until I had a nice mid-range rhythm going. And she was moaning. Oh, God. I couldn't help but tell her how good she was being and how good she sounded. Rubbing my hands over her sides, over the rope on her arms, and grabbing that top loop again and wrapping my hand around it and just using it as leverage to fuck her. Oh, it was nice. It was nice watching the hook come in and out of her. Oh, I'm sure that was a very interesting sensation. I've only experienced it a few times, and it's nice. It really is. And she was taking it like a champ. Oh, God. And her moans and sighs and whimpers and, oh, thank yous were driving me fucking insane. I made her come. Oh, half a dozen times before I was finally finished with her. At least in that aspect. And I made her come and slid it out of her once again and sat back and just watched her drip. Literally drip onto the floor beneath her. And I couldn't help myself, I had to taste her. Leaned in. Gave her one long lick all the way up. Sucked on her lips and told her you taste so good. You were such a good girl. Do you feel nice? Yes? Good. I got up and pulled her rope back and then sat on the couch in front of her and let her clean the toy off. Let her taste herself. I watched her try to fit that whole thing in her mouth again. And she couldn't, but she tried. And that's what counts, right? And I slid the harness off. And I sat up. Pushed her back a little so she scooped back. And then pulled her forward so that she put her lips back on my pussy. As I slowly untied her arms. And then I left the hook in. I tossed the rope aside. And she kept licking and licking. And I told her to show me how well she could use her fingers as I leaned back. I watched her while she the two fingers into me and fucked me well with them as she licked my clit and made me come over and over and over, and she did so good. Oh God, it felt so nice. I had gotten rather pent up fucking her. And I really needed that release. just coming all over her hand and tongue. And she did so well licking it up.
Mm-hmm.
My body was finally sated,
at least as much as it ever can be.
I pulled her up and pressed her lips to mine and kissed her deeply and rolled my tongue around hers and tasted myself. And I wrapped my arms around her and pulled her close. Slowly slid the hook out of her. Felt her moan into my mouth as I did. Set it aside and just held her there in my lap, stroking her back and kissing her. Then broke my lips from hers to tell her that she was a very, very good girl. And that we were going to take a little break, but that we were going to have a lot more fun for the rest of the night until we were so exhausted that we just had to collapse in bed together and sleep it off. And I won't tell you the rest of the night, but I will leave you the fact that both of our legs were trembling. Both of our bodies were exhausted by the time we fell asleep together. And she woke up the next morning with my face buried between her thighs again. So yeah. There's my story of a very, very light, gentle experience with one of my favorite playthings. Maybe next time I'll tell you all about the time I made it so she couldn't fucking sit down for 3 days. Maybe.